Last year was a terrible season for the California pistachio industry. Warm temperatures and the lack of water resulted in a loss of almost half of the crop. This year, the industry is hoping to recover. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, growers may have a different issue on their minds, one that stems from an international agreement.
Iran is historically known for their pistachios. It's one of the country's main non-oil exports, sold in large quantities to places like China. Until about 30 years ago, most of the pistachios found in the U.S. were from Iran. The American pistachio industry didn't boom until an embargo was put in place on the Iranian nut because of the Iran hostage crisis. Jim Zion with Meridian Growers and Clovis says this opened the door for the U.S. pistachio market to flourish.
An average consumer, they would see an American pistachio and an Iranian pistachio, and they're going to go say, yeah, there's something different. Ours tend to be round, theirs tend to be a little more long type, they call it. Almost in every other market around the world, we compete with them on a day-to-day basis.
In early January, the sanctions against Iran, including those on pistachios, were lifted because Iran has reduced its nuclear program. That has lots of people asking questions about what that means for the American pistachio industry. Farmers keep calling Zion worried that the lifting of sanctions from Iran will flood the U.S. market with foreign nuts.
We've had a lot of growers calling, asking, and I said, you know, it's the way the world is.
Zion markets around 60 million pounds of pistachios, almonds, and pecans on behalf of farmers annually. He doesn't think farmers should fret over the decision yet.
I'm not that concerned. It doesn't matter whether I sell this product to someone in Chicago or someone in Singapore. It's all the same for me.
That's because the U.S. pistachio industry lobbied for a 300% tariff on Iranian pistachios in 1986. 30 years later, that means even though Iran can now legally sell the green nut to American retailers, it will cost consumers three times as much. Zion says this tariff is in place because the Iranian government subsidizes the country's pistachio industry.
It was making an unfair competition. That duty is put into place to make it level. And all people want, especially growers, is just a fair and level playing field. We fully expect them to go ahead and challenge that at some point.
To understand why this tariff is important, we head to the southern edge of Tulare County, where Brian Blackwell manages over 10,000 acres of nuts. He's pruning a 47-year-old pistachio orchard near Delano for the approaching bloom in March.
They just continue to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Every year we come through and we prune them. And when you prune the trees back, the circumference on the trunk just continues to get larger and larger.
Blackwell says if the subsidized Iranian pistachios were allowed into the U.S., it would hurt the growers he manages farms for.
They're bringing in product for less than what we can grow it for, and we have to compete in the marketplace, at least here in the United States, then that means that product is going to be sold at a lower price, and therefore the processors and marketers are going to give the growers a lower price.
For now, he's safe, but Blackwell realizes this tariff may not be in place forever, and if it's ever lifted, that would mean it could become harder to sell his crop. Even still, he says he's not sure the industry would be hurt that bad.
This is a global market nowadays. And so if Iran brought 1 million pounds of pistachios into the United States, that just means that there's 1 million pounds out there somewhere that didn't get sold in China or Europe.
The day that the Iranian pistachio hits the American market could be coming sooner than expected. Richard Matoyan with American Pistachio Growers says Iranian farmers will likely try and prove they're not subsidized by their government as soon as this summer in a meeting with the U.S. International Trade Commission.
We're going to go in and we're going to defend our position, and the government of Iran will have to present the facts in their case regarding the continuance of those tariffs.
Even if the tariff is lifted and foreign pistachios come into the country, Matoyan says American pistachios are a higher quality crop than the foreign nut.
If you think about our food safety standards imposed by the state and the federal government, we grow our product at a higher level of food safety. We grow a superior product.
For now, American pistachio growers don't have to worry about Iran. They're busy prepping for hopefully a hardier crop harvested later this year. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.